Hi, I'm Lena.
And I'm Aman.
And welcome to Grounded Geeks,
where we try to make the geek world relevant.
Happy Earth Day, Aman.
Happy Earth Day, Lena.
Today we are talking about one of our favorite shows as kids when we were growing up, Captain Planet. He's a hero, gonna
take pollution down to zero. Absolutely. I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily maintained the status that it had in my mind as a wee child, but
I remember being obsessed with this show. I was obsessed. I don't know why. The idea of recycling, just they made it seem so sexy. And cool. I don't know. But yeah. So is the show technically called Captain Planet and the Planeteers?
Or is it Captain? It is Captain Planet and the Planeteers. And then there was also a follow-up show like a few years later called The New Adventures of Captain Planet. I think it all sort of blended in together.
What did we watch? Did we watch mostly Captain Planet and the Planeteers? Like, I don't remember the other show.
I don't know about you, but most of my memories of watching Captain Planet is from when we were living in Pakistan.
Yes,
so it was whatever syndicated episode happened to be playing on whatever random local or satellite channel that we could get our hands on. So like I seem to remember never being able to watch this show in our own home, but only being able to watch it at our aunt's house.
Oh, really?
I mean, that's what I'm remembering anyways.
That's hilarious. I rely more on your memory because you were older, obviously.
Yeah, but I just don't remember. There were like certain shows that you could watch at some homes and other shows that you could only watch at other people's homes. Yeah,
guys,
because everybody had a wildly different service.
Yeah, the struggle was real back then. It was real.
It really was. Yeah. Man, I mean, I remember when we first moved there, it was like, the new Thundercats episode. I mean, for everyone out there, please remember Thundercats came out in the 70s.
And
we were in Pakistan in the 90s, and I would get stoked for the new Thundercats episode that aired every weekday at 7.
It took a little while to get for shows to reach Pakistan back then.
Back then, yes. Now everything is sort of, on the same
level,
time frame.
Yeah.
But I mean, I grew up like much older peers of ours, watching those old Hanna-Barbera cartoons, Huckleberry Hound,
Top Cat,
Flintstones. So anyways, going back to that
when we moved to the US.
Oh, yeah. Nobody knew what we were talking about. And then I would meet somebody who's like 20 years older than me and be like, oh, yeah, I love Silverhawk. Everybody else is looking at us like, what are you even talking about?
That's so funny. Well, anyway,
going back to Captain Planet
and
Earth Day and recycling. And
let's give a summary for those of you who don't know what Captain Planet was about. It was basically about, the Earth dying. And there's this spirit named Gaia
Does come from Greek mythology.
Right. So apparently, I guess she was like asleep for many decades or something. And she woke up and she saw that the Earth is horrific and polluted and all that. So then she created these five rings of power and she distributed them to five different kids, one from each continent. And so these kids, can we go through their names? Because it's really funny. Okay, so the first power was Earth, which went to Kwame from Africa,
who
I just learned was voiced by LeVar Burton, which is hilarious.
I know.
There's so many celebrities who were part of the show.
Also Gaia was originally voiced by Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah. Crazy.
He's another national treasure.
Yes. So Earth was Kwame from Africa. Then it was fire was given to Wheeler from North America. Sorry, I will never get over that name, Wheeler. It's such a white boy American name.
But almost
so weird. Anyway,
I've never met anybody with a first or last name Wheeler.
Yeah,
but it sounds legit.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
You know what I mean? Like, it's yeah. like they were going for something stereotypical from each continent, really. You yeah. know, they're trying to go for something stereotypical, but because it was 1990, 1991, it was kind of pushing, how do you say, caricature
yes. status? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then the third person, the power of wind, went to Linka from the Soviet Union.
Slash and Eastern Europe. Yeah.
Slash Eastern Europe. But they would always say Soviet Union in the theme song. I don't understand why they called it the Soviet, because this show aired in after
the collapse of the Soviet Union.
Yeah. So what were they doing?
Anyway. I don't yeah. know.
She's the only one who's got a little bit more specific and was not just a continent. So it was like earth, fire, wind, water. Water went to Gi from Asia. And then
Asia. It always bothered me. I was like, we're also technically Asian. Why does it have to be somebody from Far East Asia?
Well, they were always going to do that. That's how everyone associates Asia, quite frankly, Iman. I think even yes, now.
I know.
That's the stereotype. But people don't realize how many cultures and countries are within Asia. So they always lump us all yes. together. And then lastly, there was Heart, which went to Mati from South America.
Yes.
And all the other was
yeah. clearly the lamest superpower.
I mean, yeah, at the time it was very lame. I thought it was very lame. But yeah, obviously all the other powers are very self-explanatory: earth, fire, wind, water. And then Heart, Mati always used Heart to yes. make someone more compassionate or empathetic. And then
I don't know if it ever really worked.
It did work sometimes.
Well, I mean,
a lot of times you would think it was
so super effective. Every fight against the polluter guys would have ended pretty quick if you could just
make them nicer. It clearly had a time limit. Like, it only made you compassionate for like 5 minutes, but then you'd go back to your evil ways or something, you know? So anyway, as a kid, I loved this show. I was obsessed with it. I think I really liked the whole diversity aspect of it, and I thought it was really cool, even though I learned much later that most of the actors who voiced them were all American. So yeah. And then what was I going to say? I don't remember. Anyway, but the point was, I love this show. Oh, wait, sorry. And I forgot to explain who Captain Planet is. So usually when these five kids are fighting bad guys and polluters and greedy people. And do you remember some of the names of the villains? It was like Duke Nukem. And like, it was like really literal weird stuff.
It was, the bad guys did have very, very literal names.
Yeah,
it was
like Slimy Sludge and Duke Nukem. And I don't know what it was, but.
Smog Maniac.
Yeah, I who knows. So then basically they'd be fighting these bad guys, but if the fight got to be too much, they could be like
fire, wind, water, heart, go planet,
with like our powers out. combined.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then some light burst out from their rings, and then Captain Planet would appear. So
yeah, I mean, it was very, very Power Rangers and Voltron. Yeah. You know, the bad guy is way too difficult. Let's combine our superpowers to make an even bigger superpower type of thing. Or, you know, giant robot, or in this case, Captain Planet.
Right. And
but this was considered to be educational programming.
Yes.
It you was know, along-
because remember at the end of every episode, they would have what do they call them? A planeteer tip on like, here's how you can recycle, or here's yes. what, like, you should, here's how to pick up litter in your park or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was very much, you know, what was happening at the time. Also, like, G.I. Joe had a similar thing where they were teaching lessons at the end of every episode. Mm-hmm. So one thing that I wanted to talk about, Lena, since it's Earth Day yeah. is, you know, you and I, we grew up with this.
Mm-hmm.
What have you learned, I guess, from or what do you think stuck? Do you think Captain Planet worked?
Oh,
in its goals.
I think it did. It got me very interested in learning about the environment and yes. recycling. I remember mm-hmm. I even got a little book. I feel like it was a red colored book that was about recycling and how does recycling work. And you know me, for some, I'm like Hermione. I'm like, if you don't know the answer, go to the library. You know, I was always, if I don't know something, get a book on it. I'm still like that even now. And
except now we have Wikipedia.
Well, yeah, that's very useful.
Yes.
Internet, very useful. But I think it worked for me. I think, I mean, I, some aspects of it, right? I didn't become a total environmentalist or anything, but I started to become very aware of pollution. I was like, this is a bad thing. And
the enlightenment of a five-year-old, the moment of enlightenment and wisdom of a five-year-old. Pollution is bad.
Yeah. And I remember when we were living in Karachi, Pakistan, that at one point I asked our parents, can we start recycling? I was like, I think we should start recycling. And my parents were like, it's really not possible here in Pakistan. Yeah. The level of recycling that you're trying to do, it's just not in the infrastructure of the country. And right. so, and I remember whenever we'd drive around and stuff, I would notice how dusty it was, the air, and I would notice that there's pollution in the city. Yes. And I mean, unfortunately, I couldn't do anything about it as a six-year-old kid, but it didn't make me start noticing things about the environment around us.
Yeah. In that sense, I would say that at least, you know, for you and also for me, Captain Planet, I would say as an educational program was successful mm-hmm. in making, especially for us when we were living in Pakistan, if it were not for Captain Planet, then we would not have ever even noticed a lot of things having to do with the environment, whether it's pollution, littering, different, you know, bad things that are happening. Yeah. Like it brought it as kids, it brought it to the forefront of our conscience, right. of our conscious, I think. And yeah. that was, in that sense, I would say it was successful.
Yeah.
But
like, I never wanted to litter either, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even doing something like that in a kid, I think is pretty, pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely have firsthand observed people just throw their garbage out the window while driving.
Yeah.
And I would never do that.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that happen one time and just having to hold my tongue from saying, what is wrong with you? But
you shouldn't have held your tongue. You should have just said that.
It was a very particular circumstance. And okay. also, you know, it was like just so abrupt. I caught me off guard. But my point being is that I would say I would credit Captain Planet with altering my behavior, altering my level of awareness
yeah.
for the environment, for pollutions, for adjusting my personal behavior mm-hmm. where I would never think about just tossing garbage out the window, you know? So in that sense, I would say it was pretty successful.
Yeah.
But, you know, as I'm older and become more educated on policies, on government policies, regulations, and whatnot, I think it has been not perfectly successful. Yeah. I think we've made huge strides in having government policies support clean energy efforts in supporting recycling efforts, et cetera. Mm-hmm. However, the fact that in today's day and age, Captain Planet would be seen as very, very controversial if it aired anywhere.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just think about it. How would Tucker Carlson or Laura Ingraham respond if somebody tried to relaunch Captain Planet?
Oh God, they would be like, they're brainwashing our children, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. Ugh. Exactly. And it is not a small percentage of Americans who would believe that.
Yeah.
You know, like yeah. Captain Planet would be considered a quote unquote woke hero. I mean, I think he would be considered very controversial in today's day and age.
Which is so stupid, right? Like, I mean, come on. How stupid is that?
Like, I mean, you know, air is very controversial, Lena.
I know, but it's just like, I mean, it's just ridiculous to me how many things that should be so cut and dry these days is so controversial. I hate it. Yeah. Like, that's why we can't get anything done. You know, it's like, I don't know. It makes me really sad that, you know, back when Captain Planet aired in the 90s versus now, things have gotten a lot worse. In terms of the actual environment I'm on and and climate change in that regard.
So I mean, I remember in the early 2000s under George W. Bush, there was legislation passed to slowly phase out incandescent light bulbs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that just happened. And then after President Obama came into office, the Republican Congress rolled that back. And it was like, what?
Why?
I mean, incandescent light bulbs aren't good for the environment. They tend to break more easily. They don't last as long, and they use up more energy than other forms of light emitting sources. So why would you, why is this controversial?
I mean, there's so many things.
We want to move our infrastructure and our society to one that is more efficient.
Yeah.
It costs less. Like, why is this controversial?
Literally, the US government always does the exact opposite of things that they should do. Don't even get me started on gun control. And like, I mean, it's just ridiculous. Any other country has just been like, okay, 1 + 1 = 2. So that means we should do this. You know, it's very like,
well, right now, I mean, I think this is part of a much bigger conversation, more than just environmentalism and the impact of the planet. But one of the problems is that there are incentives in our society, I think, to disagree, not just on solutions to problems, but to disagree on whether a problem even is a problem.
Yeah.
People argue about different solutions. And the one thing that nobody seems to really, the one conversation that never seems to really happen is something that should have happened even before. Can we or can we not agree whether pollution is a problem?
Yeah. And is
it a problem that needs to be tackled or not? You know, like, forget about solutions. Let's just try to agree on whether something is a problem or not.
But we don't even
get that far before getting into fights on different legislative solutions or regulatory solutions, as the case may be.
Yeah. And that's why I think it's so sad, because it's just, you know, talking about from the 90s until now,
right.
It's just, that's still the issue. We can't even agree on what the problem is. And and with each passing year, it gets to be more and more too late to do. And, you know, scary. It is very scary just reading about the news regarding climate change in general, you know, all of it.
It is very distressing.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't understand. Every year we break the records in like worst wildfires, worst hurricane seasons, all this stuff. And I'm like, how much, what the fuck, you know, how much more else? What other proof do you need? How many more homes need to be destroyed? How many more lives need to be lost to climate change and environmental disasters and all that? And just, it's just a mess.
It is a mess. So I would say, on the one hand, you know, like, other than the doom and gloom, you can't deny that progress has been made. We are slowly, in the US, around the world, slowly shifting our infrastructure towards non-polluting energy sources, whether it's solar, wind, in some cases nuclear, which some people might argue one way or another, but you can't deny that it's not adding CO2 emissions to the atmosphere.
Right.
This whole push towards shifting our commercial vehicle infrastructure from gasoline-powered cars to electric cars. It's a slow-moving trend, but it's a trend, and it's a trend that can't be denied. Mm-hmm. And I would say that Captain Planet, for many people at least, had a role in bringing that to the forefront of our conscience. I mean, when this show aired, I would say that the generation that was watching this show, a little older than you and I are, a little younger than you and I are, a lot of these changes in our broader infrastructure, I would say, is happening thanks to the generations, plural, that grew up watching this show. But so, you know, you can't deny that progress has been made, and we are moving towards progress, whether it's quicker enough or not, given the projections for global temperature rises, is, I would say, arguable, but it's not arguable. We're not doing enough. We're not doing it fast enough. And
yeah,
so Captain Planet, partially successful, partially not, but didn't quite get us there.
I feel like there needs to be a show specifically for policymakers. That's the thing. It's like I think Captain Planet probably did a good job of obviously making an impression on the youth and, you know, the public in general, but yes. It's just, I don't know. It's clearly is lost on a lot of older people who have the power to change our policies and stuff. So
yeah,
Now with a new president who actually believes in climate,
which I mean, I always hesitate in using the word belief. I would say accepts the fact of.
Yeah. That's true. It's not like it's not like Santa Claus, you know, it's there. Right. It's exists. Yeah. No, exactly. You're right.
This is not an article. This is not an article of faith. There's plenty of evidence.
Right. No, you're right.
To indicate it.
Like someone who understands what actual facts are in reality and stuff. So yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm hoping with a new president, we will be doing better and more and faster.
I think that the biggest thing that the movement that Captain Planet was a part of, that Captain Planet and the Planeteers was a part of, the biggest issue that it ran up against is basically that, and that is something that I think the show didn't make clear to me as a kid, that I only realized much later. This is an issue that is not just about personal behavior. It has to do with broader society level infrastructure. You know, I separate my bottles and everything, but it turns out that we were sending most of our recycling to China. So now most of the things that I'm recycling aren't even getting recycled. So I know,
that's another thing. I literally,
what is the point of my personal efforts?
Exactly. And I listened to this phenomenal podcast episode, maybe like a year and a half or 2 years ago or something. We'll include a link to that in the show notes because it's so freaking good and everyone needs to listen to it. But it's, again, from one of my favorite podcasts, NPR's Throughline. And they did a whole episode about sort of the history of recycling, like why did it come about, how did we get into this, and it clearly was a more recent sort of phenomenon, because if you go back into, I don't know, like the 40s or something, 30s, people didn't need to recycle because, you know, they were getting, for example, milk in glass bottles, or they would get flour in these burlap sacks and then people would reuse that material to make clothing or something. It was already a reusable sort of culture.
Trash generation was not a big part of American society until
plastic was invented.
Until plastics.
Yeah. And so this episode was basically explaining how the whole idea of recycling actually came from a lot of these huge corporations who were creating waste, but we're like, we feel kind of bad about this, but we also don't want to stop doing this because we want to make money. And I'm obviously oversimplifying this, but you know what I mean?
And then they're
the ones who's kind of started creating these recycling campaigns and getting people to don't litter and all. It's so good. You should listen to this episode. Also.
I didn't realize that it was a movement created by the very corporations.
Yeah. I didn't either.
Yeah.
My mind was just blown because I was like, but Captain Planet said, like, you know, I was like, what do you mean? It was so sad. It made me really, I couldn't stop thinking about it for days and days afterward, after listening to that. But
I mean, I guess, you know, the Supreme Court was kind of right. Corporations are people too.
Oh, whatever.
Some of them are pricks, but then they might feel bad as well.
Apparently also in one of their ads, they cast some dude to be a Native American chief who was crying and was like, please stop polluting our land and our earth and blah, blah, blah. And also the dude wasn't even Native American.
So I remember this. The one tier ad.
Yes.
With the person littering. Yeah.
That's like all I mean, it was just all bullshit. So
yes.
So yeah, I mean,
you know that, you know the whole catchphrase for Texas, don't mess with Texas.
Yeah.
Do you know where that comes from?
No.
That was actually a anti-littering campaign the Texas Highway Administration.
Stop it. What?
It was an anti-littering campaign. When they were saying don't mess with Texas, they were trying to tell people don't make a mess.
Don't in make Texas. A mess.
It was not some gung-ho, like, you know, New Hampshire style live free or die state motto, or never forget, remember the Alamo or anything like that. It was literally an anti-littering campaign that started in Texas. I don't know how it's been co-opted from its original purpose, but
I feel like America has a PhD in co-opting things from other things and people, but whatever. Yeah. And making it their own. And yeah, whatever. What was I going to say? I was going to say, oh yeah. So essentially after listening to that episode, and in general, in recent years, I've just realized that although yes, it is good what Captain Planet was teaching us about, don't litter, that's just in general about teaching kids to be good humans. You don't trash your home, right? You don't do that in general. Although those are obviously good values to instill in kids.
Yes.
It's the whole trying to, combat the climate crisis, trying to actually fix things and come up with practical solutions. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be at the individual level. It's not it's not going to be because you and I are recycle, it's good to recycle, but or whatever. So I don't know. I don't actually know how I feel about recycling in general, because the whole system is messed up. But it's good for us to, do cleanups or whatever it is on an individual level. But that actual change isn't going to happen. Our planet isn't going to be saved from just us and our individual actions. It's going to be saved when policies are implemented, when corporations are held accountable, when they stop the massive waste that they are creating, when governments do actual things, that's when we're actually going to make a difference.
Yeah. I mean, I think that having a freewheeling society that just kind of runs on its own without laws and regulations is not going to lead to a capitalist system is not going to lead to policies that are for the betterment of all down the road, at least. And it's because the main motivations of capitalism are to make as much money as possible. And if that means that you are having expenses, so in a sense, I would say dumping toxic wastes from a factory into a river, shooting it into the air, it is actually dispersing the true cost of the product that you're creating onto society.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting to do it for free. So unless there are regulations and laws to make sure that the rest of society is not being burdened by these costs, you have to have that. A capitalist system in and of itself is not going to address these issues. And I think that's something that I think that one thing to make sure, like as we're talking about Captain Planet, one thing to realize, and I keep having to remind myself this, it was a show for children.
Yeah.
Can't get into a full long drawn explanation of how this is really a society level problem and you as an individual level, while what you're doing is important, it is kind of pointless.
Yeah, no, I wasn't saying that Captain Planet should have been conveying that message. No, I appreciated the role that Captain Planet played in my life as a child. Right.
Yes.
And naturally, as we all grow older, we're going to learn more, hopefully, and understand things better. And so, but I'm just saying, I appreciated that it did make me aware of my environment. It did make me appreciate certain things and just, just be conscious of things like littering is bad,
So yeah.
For a five, six-year-old kid, that's good.
But there's still a small part of you as you got older where you felt a little bit like you were lied to.
Come on.
Isn't it?
Stop creating drama between me and Captain Planet, okay? I love Captain Planet and you're being mean. So there.
Hey, people listen to our show for the drama, all right?
Do they? I don't even, who's listening? I don't know. That's another thing.
Self-burn.
Anywho, all right. Well, I think we kind of covered all the things. regarding Captain Planet.
Yeah.
We'll always love you, Captain Planet.
Yeah. Never forget.
Never forget.
Well, to everyone out there, I guess we'll, you know, call it a wrap. Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day.
Remember that every day is Earth Day.
Yes. You know?
While our individual behaviors by themselves may not be enough to stop super hurricanes or droughts from happening, that is still where it starts.
Yes, that's true. And we can all do something, but remember that to always keep putting pressure on the people in power to do stuff.
Yeah.
Save our planet.
We're the Planeteers. You can be one too. Because saving our planet is the thing to do. Looting and polluting is not the way. Hear what Captain Planet has to say.
The power is yours.
Thanks for joining us. Tell your friends about us. Follow us on Twitter @GroundedGeeks. And
happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day.